Hello and welcome to H2omics, the Carlson's podcast that gives you insight into the smart irrigation and sustainability world. I'm Carolina Alban-Stoughton. Manufacturing Month is celebrated in October in the United States as a way to promote local manufacturing, raise awareness about modern manufacturing trends, and empower students to become the next generation of innovators. Our guest today is Director of Operations at Carlson's, Ian Townsend. Ian joined Carlson's in May of 2021 with an extensive background in operations management and process improvement. His experience working for Fortune 500 companies under various management and supply chain roles has helped him tackle the challenges presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. Ian also comes from a background of working binationally, having run production and manufacturing teams in Mexico and the U.S. Welcome to the H2omics podcast, Ian, and happy Manufacturing Month.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Where did your interest in manufacturing come from, and when did you realize this was the path you wanted for your career?
Oh, man, tough question. I started in logistics and warehousing side of things when I was about 19 years old. I went to work for what is now, one of the largest food distributors in North America. And I was a super green kid, just fresh out of high school and not really knowing the science behind what was going on. But seeing the product lifecycle, experiencing it, working through it, seeing what it takes to get the product out to the consumer from start to finish always intrigued me, because I think people had this idea that, magical little elves got things done in the middle of the night or something. But when I left there, what I was able to take away was not how they did things at the employee level, but how their operation worked logistically and the science behind that that kept it going.
That is amazing. That's early for someone to kind of figure out what they want to do. That's incredible. And obviously, because of this, you certainly have a robust background in this field. And in all these years, and with all this experience that you have, did any of these experiences prepare you to face a global pandemic? What were the main urgent challenges you faced, and how did you overcome them?
I really don't think anything prepared me or us for the pandemic and everything that came with it. I mean, the sudden onset and rapid change and adaptations everyone had to make to supply chain and manufacturing protocols were like nothing we ever dreamt of before on the global scale. And not to state the obvious, we are realistically still feeling the effects from the quote unquote global supply chain shortages brought on by COVID even today. The main challenges I faced, I would say, were product shortages across the board due to production facilities shutting down globally, which led to insane price hikes on commodities. I want to say 19 to 20% as an average since COVID. Exponential jumps in transportation and shipping costs. Labor shortages due to people staying home and being paid during the pandemic. And I think we see this residual effect most in the manufacturing industry, which was hit the hardest overall, with production and lead times being up to 60% longer for a while than they ever were before. And it all has a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm. And well, I think the interesting part of this all is that you joined Carlson's in May of 2021, when many would say things were still uncertain, especially in the manufacturing industry.
Yeah.
What attracted you to the company?
Things were very uncertain and dicey even in the manufacturing industry at that time. I was working in a manufacturing and high volume distribution center where we were experiencing the daily effects of the pandemic's impact and, from everything we just previously mentioned. What attracted me to the company, honestly, Carlson's felt like home from the beginning. I was introduced to AJ, our CEO, through a former boss and mentor, and we immediately hit it off. He spoke to me about where the company was in the past, where it was headed, the mission and values behind the company's drive, the growth and positive change he was envisioning for the not too distant future. And after taking that all in and kind of pausing for that moment to realize, like, at the opportunity that was presented to me and the empowering nature that AJ and Carlson's emulated, I was instantly on board. This opportunity presented a purpose, not just another job. And I really, really want to be part of that. To even go a little bit deeper, San Diego has always had water shortage problems. Being a San Diego native myself, having done my own research on our local water history, which started out for me as a hobby, but then grew into a passion and then a mission. And having grown up here through the 80s and 90s, where the word drought was a daily topic of conversation, I think being presented the opportunity to make an impact on water conservation and sustainability in my own city was a huge driver for me coming on board. And now I truly believe in our company values and put those at the forefront of everything we do at CalSense.
That's awesome. And also, I mean, CalSense is a smart irrigation technology company. Right. And are there any challenges specific to the smart irrigation industry when it comes to supply chain disruption and manufacturing in general? Or is this industry faced with the same challenges as other industry?
Great question. I feel the smart irrigation sector is facing some of the same challenges as the rest of the world, but everything is, you know, relative as well. We are a part of the electronics manufacturing industry, and the whole industry felt the slowdown and shortages of components. This is largely due to global underestimation, you know, global underestimation of demand right after the start of the pandemic, and then not having the production facilities operating to meet that demand. It just sent the world scrambling to buy as much as possible to sustain businesses. Fortunately, at CalSense, our purchasing team has done an outstanding job working with our suppliers domestically and internationally to ensure we have a steady stream of materials flowing into our facility. You know, whether it was proactively acquiring parts from multiple suppliers when demand was high and supply was low, to purchasing surplus inventory to be able to plan and meet our customers' demands, we as an organization, we choose to have a growth mindset and empower positive change. This applies, you know, this applies not only internally, but also to the way of doing business with our customers and to the way we operate in our manufacturing processes.
That's great that, you know, I think that the pandemic also provided some opportunities for innovation, adaptation, and thinking ahead. It's great to hear that in your case, that's been what's been happening. So are there certain manufacturing trends or emerging technologies that have caught your attention? And do you think they're worth looking into further and perhaps even implementing?
The short answer is yes, there are definitely trends and emerging technologies that has caught my attention. And without giving too much away, in electronics manufacturing, the demand is along the lines of faster, better, cheaper. That's what drives the demand. At CalSense, we have the mindset of faster, better, more sustainable. You know, these trends in technology, you know, they help us pose questions like, can we explore facets of the industry that were not previously regarded as being economically viable, but now the technology has evolved or is evolving to make the once impossible possible? You know, faster, better, cheaper in the industry standard mindset, and it just meets exploding demand on the global market. But for us here, we want to focus on the needs of our customers, not just present them with the faster, better, cheaper option to make a quick buck, but present them with options for true longevity, sustainability, and provide an educational customer experience that is unparalleled in our industry. And it's not always initially cheaper, but it is better and promotes sustainability.
Recently, the U.S. government has really made a push for local manufacturing and the production of semiconductors here in the United States. What are the benefits of local manufacturing versus importing from other countries?
Wow. We are very fortunate here to be able to manufacture in Carlsbad, which is home for most of us. I've only been with CalSense for a year, but I immediately felt the sense of ownership shared by all of our employees at every single level in the company. I think being local serves as a people motivator on the humanitarian side of the job. At the same time, we get to enjoy operational advantages like easier communication with locally partnered contract manufacturers. You know, positive press that helps our company and our message apart, set up our message apart from larger players. We have higher labor standards and living wages for our employees, faster fulfillment times to meet customer demand, reduced shipping costs with no import fees, flexible payment terms with local manufacturers. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think it saves us, you know, it outweighs by far doing overseas options, like which would probably promote overall reduced costs, but that doesn't always trickle down to the customer. So, you know, I think they also have some higher volume capabilities overseas, but it's also in tandem with more lax labor laws, you know, so it's effectively not working to the in the best interest of the employee as well.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, that's all very attractive, but it's not large enough to sway our operating model. And we do our best to integrate our core values into every endeavor we pursue.
So to increase local manufacturing that can compete globally, it is no secret that we need to prepare the future workforce now. What advice would you have for students interested in a career in manufacturing? What skill sets are needed currently in the field, and what may be needed in the future?
I would say get involved now, be proactive, learn the product life cycle and the science behind it. You know, work in internships and positions that enable you to learn from the ground up, but the whole time you're staying mindful about the overall systems and process that run the industry, at the same time making network connections for your future. You know, thinking ahead, being able to strategize and plan while looking forward at resource availability and whatever barriers to that plan is a huge skill set needed to be successful in manufacturing. Also think about how the industry is growing to be more impacted by climate crisis, how our roles as individuals and as industry players need to evolve to meet the ever-changing market and the demand that comes with it, at the same time trying to leave the planet better than we found it.
Absolutely. Well, Ian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and hopefully things will be a lot smoother for the rest of this year and beyond. Thank you for taking the time to join the podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
That was Ian Townsend, Director of Operations at Carlson's. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to listen to other episodes, visit carlsons.com/podcast or search for H2Omics on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, I'm Carolina Alban Stoughton.